T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday marked the fifth year that Governor Tom Wolf has officially been in office. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's good to be with you as always, and happy new decade.
Yes, a new decade and your brand new term. I'm curious, what are the top of your agenda list of things that you would like to achieve in your second term?
Yeah, okay. Actually, my second term started last January, but that, who's counting? So in this year, I'd really like to move forward with joining the regional greenhouse gas initiative and continuing to combat climate change here in Pennsylvania. Obviously, the minimum wage. I have been a perennial champion of education at all levels, from early childhood, basic K through 12, and higher ed. And this year, some of the specific issues we need to face: we have a problem with toxic school buildings in older school districts. Of course, higher ed. We need to make sure that the education system is relevant, but also accessible and affordable. We have too much student debt. Healthcare continues to be a big thing that is a national, but it's also a state issue. Guns, criminal justice reform, and you know, we need to figure out some way to help local areas deal with the challenges that they're facing with floods and all kinds of infrastructure issues. So my Restore Pennsylvania plan, I'm going to continue to promote that, because I think Pennsylvania is in a unique position to do good things and help our local municipalities do the things they need to do to make life acceptable for the people living in their areas.
In the 5 years that you've been governor, there has been significant changes in this state when you talk about energy and the fluctuation of the energy markets. The president is in Switzerland, and one of the things he highlighted in his address to the 50th World Economic Forum was the energy available now in the United States, and a lot of that available from right here in Pennsylvania. Are we maximizing that opportunity?
I'm trying, and I want to do it the right way. I mean, we're struggling with climate change, and I think everybody acknowledges that we're moving toward a completely new and different energy future. And that's why I think places like the cracker plant out in the West is really important, because they create the feedstock for the lightweight products that are going to be needed in that sustainable energy future. So we are sitting on the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. That's going to have huge geopolitical implications. I mean, we're no longer going to have to be as concerned about what happens in Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait, and the Gulf states, because we're going to be self-sufficient in energy. But we also have the chance through things like the cracker plant to create these new products for the future. Pennsylvania could support 4 more cracker plants. And I think we need to make sure that we are finding uses for this product other than just simply burning it. Right now, Pennsylvania is the second biggest energy producing state in the United States, next to Texas, but we're about to overtake them. So we have a bright future. We've got to do it right. We've got to recognize that we have a major challenge for all of us, existential challenge with climate change. And this natural gas could be one of the keys to helping us address that challenge.
How has the climate changed? Speaking of climate, using that as a metaphor for working in Harrisburg with those across the aisle over the last 5 years?
Well, I keep saying this. I think we have all agreed. I mean, I think that a couple of years ago, the majority leader of the Senate, a Republican, stood up and said, hey, you know, we're not like Washington. We can actually get things done here. And I think what he meant by that was that the world is a Venn diagram. They're overlapping circles. And there are, in lots of cases, plenty of area of disagreement. There are lots of the majority of I guess my worldview is different from the majority of the worldview of many people in Harrisburg, but we still have an overlap. And I think the choice that we have is, do we want to focus on the things that make us different, or do we want to focus on the areas that we might actually be able to find agreement? We're not compromising away values or principles, but areas where we actually agree. And I think in Washington too often, folks have decided, we're going to focus on the areas where we just disagree, and we're not going to try to find common ground. Whereas in Harrisburg over the last 5 years, we've been able to find common ground. We have a lot of things to disagree with. I have vetoed many bills, but we've also gotten a lot of things done, and I think Pennsylvania is in a better place, and I think the tenor of Harrisburg politics is better than it's been for a long time.
Well, we continue to follow the story, and good luck in the new decade. Your next...
Thank you.
It's an exciting time in this region, and I think that's true no matter what side of the aisle you sit on.
No, I think that's probably what people recognize, that Pennsylvania is really on an upward trajectory here, and great things are happening here, and we just need to make sure that we're doing everything right and we're keeping the energy moving.
Are your fellow governors from other states a little envious at times from what's happening here?
I don't really try to get them to be envious. I'm just trying to do what I think is best for Pennsylvania, and if they like it, fine. If they're envious, I'm sorry, but you know, I know I've been in places where you say, what are you doing about the prison population? And most governors are wringing their hands over. In Pennsylvania, we've actually had a big decline in the prison population. When I say that, they look and say, you have? That's pretty neat. So, I mean, we're doing some great things. Some people are taking notice. Others aren't. I don't really care about that. What I care about is that we're doing good things here in Pennsylvania. That's great.
Well, Governor, good to have you on, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for the time, as always.
Thanks, Larry. It's good to be with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.